Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. That's Hankus Netsky, the director of the Klezmer Conservatory Band, singing with Morris Hollander, a local Holocaust survivor. These two men have been working together to catalog long-lost songs from the Czechoslovakian village where Hollander lived before World War II. They joined me in the studio to talk about that project, and I started by asking Hankus Netsky about the role of music during the celebration of Hanukkah.
Music is a huge part of the American celebration of Hanukkah. Hanukkah is a holiday where you can actually have instrumentalists play, for one thing. In a lot of the Jewish holidays, you don't have an instrumental tradition. And also, over the years, people have written cantatas around Hanukkah, probably mostly because it's at the same time of year as Christmas.
Just as in Christian religious ceremonies, at Christmas time, we may hear Away in a Manger or what else? Do You Hear What I Hear? Are there certain Jewish songs that you would expect to hear at Hanukkah time?
Absolutely. You'd hear Ma'ot Zur. This is the most famous one. It's called Rock of Ages, which is the title also of a very famous hymn. And you'll also hear Al Hanisim, which is for the miracles. So there are songs that are specifically for Hanukkah. Most of them have Hebrew names.
Now, at Temple Beth Israel in Waltham this weekend, there will be a performance where many of these traditional melodies will be heard. But there'll be some less traditional, less familiar melodies also. Is that right?
Well, absolutely, because Temple Beth Israel in Waltham happens to also be the congregation of Morris Hollander,
who's also here in the studio with us.
That's right. And Mr. Hollander came from Czechoslovakia in the mid-1960s and brought with him the entire repository of culture from when he was growing up. He grew up in a very small village, actually on a farm in Czechoslovakia near the Ukrainian border. And the Holocaust, of course, interrupted his youth. When he was 18, he was taken to Auschwitz. But he survived and came to Boston eventually. And the great thing about Mr. Hollander is that he brings that culture from before the war to Temple Beth Israel in Waltham. And we're going to be celebrating that while we're celebrating Hanukkah.
Morris Hollander, as Hankus Netsky just said, you grew up in Czechoslovakia, what was then Czechoslovakia. Your father and your uncle and your brothers were all very well known for their singing there at the time. Is that right? How big a part of your family was singing?
My mother and father was very musical, you know. They liked singing and they liked to perform. They were not professional cantors or something like that, but they were able to substitute a cantor in many ways with all the melodies, all the customs and everything.
Did your family sing songs, Jewish melodies, that we wouldn't hear today, that these songs have been lost somewhere along the way?
No. There are other songs which they were singing on different occasions, but not Hanukkah. On Hanukkah, there were just probably two or three melodies what I remember from my childhood.
But one thing, for example, you said that when your family sang Ma'ot Zur, they had their own melody for this.
Yes, a little bit differently.
Can you sing your melody from your family?
From my family, it's Ma'ot Zur Yeshios Ilchon Vele Shabayach Tikoin Beis Tefilusi Lesham Toidun Zabayach Leyeistuchin Madbayach Mitzor Hamladbayach. It's more an intonation than here and there.
Now, Morris, that's your family's melody.
From the area.
From the area where your family grew up. But you say you like the modern American version of that melody more? What's different about the modern version?
The modern. Ma'ot Zur Yeshios Ilchon Vele Shabayach Kikoim beiste filosi, besham thoidon azabeyach. You will admit that that melody is much nicer.
It's richer. I like the first one better.
Well, the first because it's historical, more or less.
How would you describe how those two are different?
The second one sounds to me more like a Lutheran church hymn.
So, Morris, even though you say that you like the modern version better, you've started this project to catalog and recover and bring back to life, bring back to modern life, these older melodies. Why?
I do not expect that those melodies should be used in modern times, but it should be recorded. It should be like in a library, you know, you record everything. Everything is available. This history, and that belongs to the history and to the culture of the old times of the Jewish people in Eastern Europe. Yes.
Are you cataloging them by having someone sing them and record them, or are you writing down sheet music?
Thanks to Mr. Netsky. He recorded everything what comes to my mind immediately if I, you know, he records everything.
So, Hankus Netsky, how are you recording these? Is it sheet music? Is it audio recordings?
Well, the way it works is that I make audio recordings. I was just looking. I have well over 100
melodies. Who sings them?
I record for many people, in fact. I actually have a project that I do for something called the National Yiddish Book Center in Amherst, Massachusetts, called the Discovery Project. And one of the goals of that project is to recover Eastern European Jewish music and culture so that we know what it is and we can use it as a point of departure. So I am constantly trying to find sources for melodies.
Hankus, could you talk about why that music was lost?
Jewish music has a very peculiar situation because 100 years ago, you know, there was a very, very rich culture, but it was already in some ways starting to disappear. And I recently did an exhibition, in fact, in honor of a folklorist in Russia named Anski. And in 1914, he was going around the Ukraine to collect Jewish melodies and photograph synagogues because he was convinced this would all disappear very, very soon. And the 20th century was a time really where a lot of that happened, actually.
Because of the war?
Well, not just because of the war. Rather early in the century, for one thing, Jews were abandoning this culture. They were moving into modern times, and when they moved into more urban environments, contemporary environments, intellectual environments, they wanted to leave this behind. So it's interesting, though, what we have now is a younger generation who basically, they want to know. They really want to know, and they're really hungry for this. So I find that when I collect these melodies, I bring them right into the classroom.
Hankus, do you think this music should be preserved simply because you think all music should be preserved, or is there something about the time and place of this music that you think makes it more important not to forget?
Yeah, I find it very important in particular to preserve this music because this music represents a time when this culture really had a voice and a sound and a spirit that for me is very important because it's actually what was my family background. But I find that people who come from any background can appreciate this particular tradition, probably because it just has with it a kind of, you know, even the happy tunes have a little sadness, and I think people relate to that.
Morris and Hankus, before you go, could you sing for us or play for us some of the other music that people will hear if they go to this concert this weekend?
Sure. This is actually a choral piece that Mr. Hollander learned when he was in Cheder, when he was a little boy. And for Hanukkah, for a special thing, the boys in the Cheder, the boys in the religious school, were taught this pretty complicated Haneros Halalu, which means these candles that we light. And it's a special piece for Hanukkah. And we're hoping to, in fact, reconstruct the chorus and put together 6 or 7 people, and Mr. Hollander will still do the solo, but perhaps he would like to sing this for you now.
Is it? Haneros Halalu, anachnu motherly came, Hanerois
hallo. That was Morris Hollander, a Holocaust survivor who is working with Hankus Netsky, the director of the Klezmer Conservatory Band, to preserve music from the Eastern European village where he grew up. To learn more about their upcoming concert, visit our website, wbur.org/Boston.